A service for the baptism of our Lord, the first Sunday after the Epiphany, January the 7th, 2024. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my Son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son, and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children, and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. An Old Testament reading from Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. The Epistle from Romans 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin, that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." This is the Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now for our sermon entitled Taking the Plunge. It is based upon the Gospel reading from Mark 1. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is an odd New Year's tradition practiced even in our own community. It is the polar bear plunge. This year on New Year's Day, walking around, I witnessed a few families taking that plunge together. Now, as one who is not fond of cold water, I can't help but wonder why. This practice apparently began in Vancouver, of all places, in 1920. For reasons that escape me, it has spread across our country and around the world. It is often used as a fundraiser for charities. However, a lot of the participants seem to be drawn to it for reasons that sound more religious. Of course, they will say it is invigorating, which it must be. However, they will also speak of it as a reboot. They will say it is like restarting your computer. It is a way to wash off the failures and disappointments of the old year prior to embracing the new year. People actually report feeling better after a cold plunge, discovering a euphoric release from anxiety and depression that lasts for days. Well, herein, I think that these human polar bears have tapped into some truth. Past failures do have a way of sticking to us. Life does leave us anxious and depressed. We want to leave that all behind. We want to wash it all away and have a new start. We want to go into something new, refreshed. Well, on this first Sunday after the Epiphany, which follows just after the New Year, the Church has us focus upon the baptism of our Lord. Though today's Gospel was read only last Advent, much of it is repeated again on this Sunday. However, these verses are added. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." In doing some research, had Jesus been baptized in the Jordan at this time of year, the water would have been merely 10 degrees Celsius. That too would have been invigorating. However, it was not merely a bath that Jesus was having. Something clearly religious was happening. The Spirit was revealing who Jesus was by descending upon him like a dove. And so that there would be no mistake concerning who Jesus is, the Father audibly spoke from heaven. He made it clear that Jesus was his beloved Son, who had come to do his will. This event marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. He would move into the public eye, accomplishing mankind's salvation. Deep down, You know it. I know it. In fact, all people know it, that we require a new beginning. We have something old and icky that clings to us. It's our past failures before God, the creator of light. After coming out from the darkness, we fear our sins being exposed, especially in the light of the Almighty. We desire that they be gone. We desire to go ahead without the baggage of our past sins. We no longer want to be weighted down, but to have our load lightened. But how? Some sort of penance, perhaps. If we can make ourselves suffer sufficiently, that should allow us to succeed. What if we cut through the ice and then took a plunge into frigid water? That will be painful, like being stabbed by many tiny knives. That should clean us from our past and allow us that new start, free and refreshed, right? If only it were that simple. If only a cold plunge in the lake once per year would make this possible. Then we would all be lined up at the beach in our swimsuits, ready to go in, like it or not. However, doing this can't. Though the polar bear plungers may indeed feel invigorated for the moment, even sensing relief from anxiety and depression, that won't last them very far into the new year. New failures start to happen that very day, and the anxiety and depression soon returns. What we can do to wash ourselves is insufficient. However, that's where what Jesus came to do for us makes all the difference. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, came from heaven to earth in the body prepared for him, born of the Virgin Mary. At his baptism, the Father himself identified Jesus as such. The Father said that he was well pleased with his Son, since his Son, unlike the rest of humanity, was without sin. After his baptism, Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted to sin. In the verse just following our text, we read, "The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan." Armed with God's word and its authority, Jesus resisted these powerful temptations, causing Satan to leave him. However, Satan was never far away, plotting and maneuvering to kill Jesus. And here's the surprise. Satan was allowed by God to succeed. Satan moved Judas to betray him, the Jews to arrest him, and the Romans to crucify him. How hell rejoiced that Friday at 3 p.m. when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, plunging the Lord Christ down into the realm of the dead. However, it turns out that Jesus didn't stay dead for long. Though he plunged down, Jesus soon shot forth out of death on Easter. It turns out that Jesus' death was a sacrifice to make atonement for the sins of the world. Listen to this verse from Hebrews 10:10. "We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Jesus rising again is proof that he accomplished the purpose for which he came. It turns out that when Jesus was baptized, the sins of the world had been washed onto him. He came out of the Jordan not refreshed, but weighed down with the world's sins. He carried them all to Calvary. He shed his blood to atone for them. He was successful in his mission. What does this mean for us? It means that there is a means by which we can have our own icky, sinful pasts wash away, a way for you and I to begin anew and free. It is simply by receiving what Christ has done. Listen now to these words of Jesus from Mark 16:16. "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned." Scripture alone reveals that people are saved from sin, death, and hell by grace alone, through faith alone. Our faith is in God the Father's beloved Son and what he did for us. Faith is received in the act of holy baptism, as likely happened for most of us. Otherwise, it was created as light itself once was, by the word of the Lord. Either way, the Holy Spirit descended upon you and me, and though it wasn't audible, nonetheless a voice came from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter. With you I am well pleased." That was the new start that all human beings require. You don't have to take an icy plunge to wash away the old in order to embrace the new. In fact, a few drops sprinkled on you are sufficient when you are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's powerful for a new start to a new life. Sadly, as we yet remain with our fallen natures and live in a sinful world where Satan still prowls, leading us into temptation and even back to unbelief, sin seeks to return to us. We feel defeated. We feel anxious and depressed at times. Yes, even as Christians, you and I desire a new start, to live a new life, clean and free. Where can you and I, the baptized of the Lord, find that? I'm very certain you know the answer, and so that is why you are here. We come at least weekly into the house of the Lord. We begin the divine services in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thereby remembering our baptisms. Then we make confession of our sins. It's not pleasant to say these things to God, nor admit them to one another. In some ways, it's like taking an icy, cold plunge. So why do it? It is so that we can pop out of the icy water by hearing God say through me, your called pastor, that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's your new start, not only to a new year, but a new week and a new day. That is why we then break forth into a song of praise to the triune God, thanking him for yet again a new start to live as his sons and daughters. Yes, see, coming to divine services, as some people seem to see a polar bear plunge. It is a time to be reinvigorated and rebooted, especially when you receive Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion that was given and shed for you. See this sacrament as a means for finding relief from anxiety and depression. Assure that your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake. Therefore, take the plunge and be baptized once for all time. Don't worry about the water. Thanks to Jesus who is baptized for us, the water feels fine. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds until life everlasting. Amen. And now let us pray. Heavenly Father, you revealed your Son in the wondrous Epiphany in the Jordan. So also you have revealed your name and blessing to us in holy baptism, declaring us your beloved heirs. Grant that we may daily die to sin and rise to newness of life, living with invigoration as your baptized children. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, bless all places where your people teach and learn. Guide teachers and students that together we would marvel at your creation and appreciate the depth of your wisdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, grant that all those baptized into Christ would receive the boldness of your servant John to lead faithful and pure lives in this world, ever mindful of our promised heavenly inheritance. May our baptisms continue to invigorate us and release us from anxiety and depression that is part of being here in this fallen world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty Lord, your Son, Jesus, is the Christ and the true King of this world. Grant great humility to the rulers of the nations, especially here in Canada, that they would submit to the preaching of his holy word for the sake of their own souls and for the good of your holy people. We remember Japan in the aftermath of an earthquake and a terrible plane crash. We also hold up to you places in the world where war is being fought, and ask for a cessation of these hostilities. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give comfort and relief to those who are sick, depressed, tired, confused, or in any need. Watch over all expectant mothers and their children, that they may have a safe delivery of their sons and daughters, that they too would be brought to the life-giving waters of baptism. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, in holy baptism, you have opened the heavens to your children. Grant that all those baptized into your Son would worthily receive the heavenly feast of his body and blood for their salvation, assured of forgiveness and a new start at this new year. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, you have made us your own people at baptism and granted us your Holy Spirit to confess Christ in word and deed. We remember with thanksgiving those who went before us, who passed the faith on to us, and who now rest in Christ from all their labors. Since we have died with Christ through baptism, grant that we would be raised with him also. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty Father, as your Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the deep, you uttered your word and the world was created. In the waters of holy baptism, you have spoken our names and declared us righteous. You have drawn us to Jesus, the light of life, and saved us. Let his light now shine through us, that others may see our good works and give glory to you. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you peace. Amen.